Herbert Vernon Smith stood very still. He had rather a stunned feeling. Was his system, after all, mere moonshine? He would not believe it. He had more money about him, though he had not expected to have to use it. A glance round brought the ever-ready changeur to his side. £4 more, all he had, was exchanged for counters. And the bounder, with a set face and a steely look in his eyes, recommenced. And, though he still clung to his faith in his darling system, the new supply followed the rest, and once more he stood, looking on with black rage in his heart. He moved away from the table. He was tired and nervy with the excitement, but the spirit of gambling had taken entire possession of him. His only thought was to carry on, to force the game his way, to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. There was only one resource, and he went slowly back into the concert hall to look for Tom Redwing. Redwing was still where he had left him. He looked up as a hand fell on his shoulder. "Smithy," he murmured. He was glad to see his friend again, but sorely troubled by the hard, bitter look on his face. He did not need to ask how the play had gone. "Lend me some money, Tom."
"But will you lend me some money?"
The bounder's voice was a whisper, and it sounded almost like the hiss of a snake in its intensity. "I've had a run of rotten luck, but it's all right. It only needs time. Will you lend me some money?"
"But old chap..."
No one could have guessed that Tom Redwing was Smithy's best pal, indeed his only pal, from the look that the bounder gave him.
"You fool," he muttered. "You nincompoop! Are you going to sermonize me now? Will you lend me some money or not?"
"I've only £3.
"Lend it to me."
Redwing hesitated for one moment. He knew, as very likely Smithy knew at the bottom of his heart, that this only meant that Redwing's money was to be thrown after the bounders. He did not care for the money. He only wanted Smithy to chuck it. But the mingling of anger, misery, eagerness, pleading in Smithy's face was too much for him. Silently, he passed the money into the bounder's hand. Without a word, the bounder left him.